בוקר טוב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, י' א' באדר, תראה זה יום הידי הילולה, אב מרן החידה, שפתו יגן עלינו. Big day. So, we're up to פסוק זין, פרק זין, פסוק י' א' אין כהלת. נכון?
Think so, yeah.
Or י' גימן.
Maybe
י' גימן. Maybe י' גימן, yeah. ראית מעשה האלוהים. Look at the work of God. כי מי יוכל לתקן את אשר עיוותו? Who will be the one, right? Anything that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Gan Eden for Tzadikim and Gehinnam for Rasha'im. And looking back, says we know that a person can only be mitaken. This world is called Olam HaAsiyah. Either which way, you can only do stuff once you're alive. That's why the Gemara says, you can't walk, your tzitzit can't drag, or you can't have your tzitziot out, according to many poskim in the cemetery. Why? Lo'ig L'Arash. They can't do it. Why? Because once a person's gone, you can't fix. That was the famous story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He was once walking in the street, and he said it was very late at night. He finished learning. It's the middle of the night, and he sees that the candle's still on in the cobbler in the shoemaker's house. So he asked him, why don't you go to sleep? You know, why? What did he tell him? Famous words? Kol zeman she'anir dolek, od efshar letaken. As long as the candle is still lit, I can still fix. He meant shoes. Rabbi Yisrael looked at him, said, do you know what you just said? He gave him a hug and a kiss. He's like, what? I'm fixing shoes. He's like, no. Kol zman she'anir dolek. That's neshama, efshar letaken. Once the nir goes out, shalom. Lo yachol la'asot klum. So he says, it's hindsight is always 20-20. A person should always thinking about that while he's still alive and can do something about it. Biyom tova, heye vetov, uviyom ra'a, re'e. On a good day, be good. And on a bad day, look. Gam et ze le'omad ze asa ha'elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these things opposite one another. Al divrat shelo yimtza ha'adam acharav me'uma. Assuming that a person's not going to find anything after, you know, after his death. So Rashi explains this pasuk as follows. What does it mean on a good day? Be good. On a good day means when you have the opportunity in this world to do good. When the opportunity presents itself, grab it. And when what's a bad day? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings punishment upon the Resha'im, don't be part of that group. Hopefully, you'll abstain from the Resha, and you'll watch what happens to the Resha'im. Right? Like the Torah says multiple times, V'chol Yisrael yishme'u v'yira'u. Am Yisrael should look and fear. Why? Because when you see, the Gemara also says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the Resha'im, that creates a Kiddush Hashem. What's the Kiddush Hashem? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... Ne'eman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards and he punishes. So let's finish the pasuk for a second. Gam et ze le'umad ze, schar en onesh, reward and punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created ze le'umad ze, opposite one another. Shelo yimtza acharav me'uma, shelo yimtza ha'adam acharav me'uma, which means that afterwards, there's not going to be anything that you can question or doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice. Because la'acharit ha'yamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show that everything was mamash midah keneged midah, reward for tova, punishment for ra'ah. So, you know, everything's very, very much balanced. And this is a tshuva. People love the Torah to be very fluffy and nice and whatever. Talk about the nice, talk about the good, positive, positive, positive reinforcement. The Torah doesn't believe in positive reinforcement only. The Torah believes in positive and negative reinforcement. That's the yisod, yisodot for the Torah. Schar va'onesh.
The positive reinforcement is much better than the negative.
Nechon, you get more schar than... Sachar. Yeah. Aval mikol makom, people... No, don't talk about the negative. Just talk about the positive. Is it? Is it no, is it no nechon? Ma ta omer?
Can you like interpret when it says re'eh on a bad day?
Yeah.
Can you say that like re'eh is somebody... looking at his own actions and going over his own actions on a day where he's getting punished?
Like, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's actually, the Sforno says exactly like you. Rashi says, stand back and watch the Resha'im. The Sforno says like, Ariel, Re'e masi batam, biyotcha mefashpesh b'ma'asecha, v'tasir et achet shu sibat ha'isurim, v'ze b'tshuva mimenu. Which means when bad things chalila befall oneself, a person who is, that's one of the klalot. V'alachtem aini bakeri. Right, if Am Yisrael goes, no punishments, Corona happens. It just happens, you know what I'm saying? Or a person, chalila, something happens to him, it just happens. Chas v'shalom. A person treats punishments like that, what does Hashem do?
More and more.
V'yasefti liyasera etchem sheva kechatot echem. Says I'll give you more punishments until you realize that why it is. So he's saying over here, the Sfarna says if a person gets punished himself, you got to take a step back and do cheshbon nefesh, do tshuva. Yeah, everybody knows the famous Gemara Masechet Berachot Daf Dalit. Gemara says Rav Huna, Migdolei Amoraim. Well, he was a wine salesman. Right, he sold wine, and 400 barrels of wine turned into vinegar. It's a tremendous loss, big loss. So he's very upset. And the Chachamim came to talk to him. And what did they say? They told him to fashfish b'ma'asecha, look into your actions, right? And what did he say? Are you choshed me that I did something wrong? What did they answer him? Are you choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he meets out justice when it's not appropriate? What did he do? He said, you're right. So then he made a cheshbon nefesh, and he saw that he didn't pay a certain worker something that he promised him. Even though that worker was a ganav. They say you have to pay him. Shamata? Everything a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings everybody b'mishpat. That answer of Huna took. Kadosh Baruch Hu never does justice, you know, inappropriately. Mm-hmm. Every time a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives something, either sachar or onesh, it's deserved. Tedvav. Et hakol ra'iti bimei hevli. I saw everything in my days of futility. Yesh tzaddik oved b'tzidko, v'yesh rasha ma'arich b'ra'ato. There's a tzaddik who gets lost, who perishes in his righteousness. And there's a rasha who lives long to do the resha. What's he talking about? That the...
Tzaddik v'ralo.
That even though he perishes and even though he's suffering, he stays b'tzidko. Yeah? Top. And then he says... Here. One second. Yeah, and there's a rasha that even when he's living large, that's especially, now that's a very big pitfall for rasha'im. When they see they're living large and they're making money and kavod and everything, they don't look at it as, oh wow, one second, Hashem's giving me so much good, maybe I should be chozer b'tshuva. Afuch, in general, good things empower them to do more evil. Yeah, and this is a very big pasuk. We just spoke about it last week with regards to the Gemara brings this in Yom Adav Kavbet, this pasuk with regards to Shaul HaMelech. Al tei tzaddik harbe. Don't be too much of a tzaddik. Val titchakam yoter. Don't be too wise. Lama tishomem. Why should you be lost? Why should you be destroyed? Who's that talking about? Shaul HaMelech. Yeah, the Gemara says he wanted to have rachmanut on the animals and on Agag. Is that what Shmuel tell him? You lost your mamlacha. No, what do you mean? This? No, we spoke about that. Yeah. And yeah, what was Shaul HaMelech? Why did he do it? He did it for Kal V'chomer. One nefesh beYisrael, you have to bring Igla Arufa. So many nefeshot I'm going to kill. Says Rashi, Al titchakam yoter, ladun Kal V'chomer shel shtut. That Kal V'chomer that Shaul HaMelech made, says, was foolish. Uma'al nefesh achat amra Torah. Says, nah, don't be too wise. Yeah, tov. Says the next pasuk, Al tirsha arbe. And certainly, don't be too much of a rasha. Ve'alti sachal, don't be an idiot. See, it's a mitzvah. Remember, I told you from the Shiva Alav Shalom, the Agon of Shmuel Birnbaum, Zechat Tzaddik Livracha, used to say, the fifth Shulchan Aruch is, you remember what's the fifth Shulchan Aruch? Don't be stupid. Katuv, ve'alti sachal. Don't be stupid. Lama tamut velo aitecha. Why should you die before your proper time? We know what causes a person to die. Zavonot, right? His... all these. So why would you do something that's going to cause you to die early? Yeah. Which means, why does it say Al Tirsha Harbe? Does that mean that you can be a little bit of a rasha? Is that okay? Why is he saying that? Can you infer that? The answer is that even if a person's a little rasha, he did something wrong, whatever, don't think all is lost. You know, when it rains, it pours. Once I'm a rasha, forget it. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Al Tirsha Harbe. Even if you did a little bit, it's better to stop there than to do more. Stop right there. That's why it says in Pirkei Avot, Al tehi rasha bifnei atzmecha. Don't view yourself as a rasha. The Rambam explains this Mishnah Ma'akavana. It says, why not look at yourself? Isn't that anava to look at myself as a rasha? No, that's not anava. Why? Looking yourself as a rasha is what the Yetzer Hara would love for you to do. Why? Because once you view your own self as a rasha, The Yetzer Hara says, "Kulam mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem." You're a rasha anyways. Do it. No, even if you did avonot, it's a lo rasha. There's always teshuva. Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. Even if you did avirot, never ever look at yourself as a rasha. Even if a person is a rasha, don't look at yourself like that. And he says, "Lama tamut b'lo itecha." Yeah, the same thing. Like we said before, by Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech died before his time because of this thing that he did with Amalek and Nov Eira Kohanim. Yeah, Shaul HaMelech had a few, although Shaul HaMelech was Tzaddik Yesod Onam, but he had a few mistakes that he had to correct. Says the next pasuk in Mishle, in Kohelet Mechila, Tov asher te'echoz bazeh ve'gam mizeh al tanach et yadecha. It's good to hold on to this, and even from the other thing, don't let go. Get a little bit of both. Ki yireh Elohim yetzeh et kulam. A God-fearing person, you know, that this is the. It's kind of like a saying. Yireh Shamayim yetzeh de kulam. It comes from this pasuk. When you're Yireh Shamayim, you try to get everything you can. What's it talking about over here? That here, Rashi says. Rashi interprets the pasuk. Echoz betzedek uvrasha. אם אמר לך הנביא, הצדיק דבר שהוא דומה לך לרשע, כגון שאמר שמואל לשאול, אל יקל בעיניך לפקפק בו. Which means, sometimes a Nabi will tell you to do something, or a Rav or Gdolador will tell you to do something that it sounds like maybe is Resha. Shmuel told Shaul, kill everybody in Amalek. Shaul thought what? Hey, that's evil. Can't do that. No. Be tzaddik. And sometimes, even if it appears to you to be evil, you got to resign yourself to the Nevi'im and to the Chachmei Adon. Mizeh u'mizeh. What we were talking about before. Good and evil. Hold on to the good, obviously, when you know it's good. And even when you think it's evil. That's why we have Sanhedrin. We don't have Sanhedrin, but Chachmei Yisrael, Nevi'im, v'chule. And what's Yetzeh et Kulam? We're talking about what? To be Mekayem, both of them. To fulfill both good and evil. Tov. We'll continue Be'ezat Hashem tomorrow with Pasuk Yud. Okay.